Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Oh, like this tastes divine, but I spelt it as D-E-V-I-N-E.
Wait, divine?
Is that not how you spell it?
Chill out, watching Ella 4.
That's what she thought the lyrics were.
What?
Watching Ella 4.
No, you didn't think that.
She literally thought.
What is the lyrics?
Exactly. What you yelling?
Chill out. See? I don't know.
What you yelling for?
I totally knew that.
See? No, you didn't.
You didn't.
Chill out, watching Ella 4.
That's so crazy. Watching Ella 4. Watching Ella 4? Make that make sense. What does that even mean?
Who
Ella,
knows?
You know. Maybe there was a show she used to watch when she was watching.
Listen, I don't know. It just sounded good. It sounded right.
Mm-hmm. Watching Ella.
Welcome back, guys, to another chill episode of the Cousin
Connection
Podcast.
Well, as you can see, as our OG watchers would know, we have a recurring guest. And honestly, you know why you're here, okay? You're here for...
No, that's not true. Aisha. That's not true. You guys
how did you post a story while you're sitting right here?
I just posted one right now.
I'm like, damn.
I'm back. Yeah.
Did you miss us?
Because we missed you. Wait, we should film that TikTok.
Reference. Yeah.
I don't get the reference.
It's a TikTok.
Oh, your For You page is different.
Yeah, my For You page is just different. Yeah. Actually, my For You page now is mainly like either cats or like political stuff. Like for me, it's all
drama.
Epstein stuff. That's all it is. Literally 24/7 Epstein.
Oh, because of like what the stuff that was exposed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of For You pages, Yasin just texted me. He's like, I'm officially on Somali TikTok.
How did he make it on there?
I have no idea.
Did they find him or he found them?
I think it found
him.
I don't know because. He was like asking me all about the drama about that stuff we were talking about the other day. He was like,
wait.
He actually FaceTimed me. He's like, yo, what's going on?
Oh, I think my
you're
God.
Messy. And then he just texted me. He's like, I'm officially on Somali TikTok.
I didn't hear about this. Would it be too messy to talk about?
We're not
going to
talk about
that. We're talking about it offline. Yeah. We're going to take it offline, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear about that still.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this week has been... It hasn't been eventful until...
I came.
Huh?
Yeah.
What? Until yesterday. Because yesterday was a very special day, guys.
Wow.
Which happens to be Sara's birthday. No cheer. Yeah.
I always do applause by accident because I think like audience applause.
I feel like it's too quiet though. Wait, like, let's get you a bigger cheer here. Yeah.
You can turn up the volume?
Yeah. Oh, she can't hear it though.
I don't know what's going on right now, guys.
They played the cheering on the soundboard.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Oh. I know that. The whole time we were playing it very quietly.
Yeah.
And I was editing it. That kind of made it weird.
Oh.
Yeah. But okay. Yesterday was Sara's birthday.
Yeah.
So everyone watching this right now, I know it'll be a few days later, but still wish Sara a happy birthday.
You don't have to do all
Subscribe
that.
For a happy birthday, everyone that's new here. Mm-hmm.
You can do
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Yeah, you also,
if you want to give
a gift.
That's
a real influencer there.
Show your appreciation and your love for Sara Lee by subscribing to the Cousin Connection podcast.
Exactly. Now, Sara, how was it being reminded of your own mortality?
Damn. That took a morbid turn. No, it was a very just like, you know, a weekend filled with just surrounded by love, you know?
There we go. Mm-hmm.
All my loved ones.
We did good? We did good?
You did.
Okay.
Yeah. I was very surprised. Then,
I did good.
Yeah. What?
No, I'm just kidding. Hanan and I actually worked with her. Amir was also
okay, there you go. There.
Yeah, I knew you had.
But I initiated.
Huh? Well, because you were here, you know.
But it was the way she was like literally still in the airport like, hey, so what do you want to do?
Yeah.
It wasn't even like, what are we doing? She just said, what do you want? I'll make it happen. I said,
what? But that's what we were planning on. We were already planning on doing something. And then like you started adding to it, because we actually bought a couple things in preparation for it the week before.
Really?
Yeah.
The happy birthday sign that was on the wall. Mm-hmm. That was him. He just like showed up with that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amir.
No, we were thinking ahead, okay?
That's so cute.
We just literally could not think of like what to do. And then you guys mentioned the thing that we had yesterday. Basically just hanging out, game night. Yeah.
Yeah, what we do mm-hmm. best. What was I going to say? Oh.
What?
So did we tell you what happened at brunch? When you went to brunch?
Oh, yeah. I got hints of it. Yeah, we can tell them.
We got
to
speak it on the podcast.
So we went to the Scarborough Ecstatic, and we were just, you know, having our yap sesh, mm-hmm.
like a 2 hour
deep long. In the conversation. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then these three girls came to our table and they were like, oh my God, like just wanted to say hi. I love mm-hmm. the podcast. And then one of the girls looks down and sees Aisha and she's like, oh my God, I didn't know you were here.
Because they didn't even notice that like Sada.
Because Sada was like on the bench side and I was like my back was towards the rest of the restaurant.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it just looked like four hijabis having brunch.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So then she's like talking to Sada and then I just look up and she looks up and she's like, oh my God. And then she scared me and I was like, whoa.
And like, so now we're all chatting. It's like loud. And then all of a sudden, you know, that quintessential happy birthday, like Arab remix.
Happy birthday.
In the middle of all this going on.
Starts playing. But like it played earlier for a different table.
Yeah.
And like, they brought out this giant cake and like the one of the men on the table was like dancing and I was like, what? Oh my God, I'd be so embarrassed, like please. And then she played it off. She's like, I wish we would have thought of that. Like, that's crazy.
Smart move.
So I'm mm-hmm. just like, yeah, no, I would.
That was genuine though. Cause I had, okay, in the beginning, they had this wall or where we were standing waiting for a while for our table. Mm-hmm. They had this paper on the wall that said like, it said a bunch of rules and I was like, oh, please let us know if someone in the party is celebrating a birthday. So Hanan like nudges me and she's like, oh, look at that. So I read it and then I go and I tell them.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But then at that point, we already had our entire brunch. So I was just like, oh, you know, maybe they forgot.
Mm-hmm.
So when I said that, I was like, oh, I wish I had thought of like bringing a cake or something that they could bring out. Mm-hmm. And then when they took all our plates and like we were like getting ready to like pay, I was just kind of like, oh, okay, I guess they forgot.
Yeah.
So I even didn't realize that it was coming out. And then the whole debacle like of like the girls coming up to us and like me getting scared and I'm still like laughing after that fact as well.
Yeah.
And then she's like saying nice things to you and then the music starts at the same time.
Yeah.
Like I'm trying to like it was weird because I'm like so trying to listen to her over the music too. Like we're still laughing. Like it was so chaotic.
And the girls were just standing there going
Yeah. And then, but the thing is we weren't.
They like, kept talking.
Yeah, and we also didn't.
Oh, really?
We were talking.
We didn't. I don't think they realized what was going on.
Yeah.
And we also, I didn't, because I wasn't watching I just heard the music, but it was just so much going on. I didn't realize what was happening either.
Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't see the kitchen staff until they were right next to me. And we were like, oh my God, wait. I was like, guys, what did we just say?
And then I'm like pulling out my phone trying to record, but then I'm just laughing so hard because it's just so funny. And then the girls are just. They moved to the side clapping. And they're behind us clapping.
They were so sweet though.
And I don't even think they realized it was your birthday. They thought it was for Hanan the whole time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, it's her birthday. And they were like, what? No way. And then it was just, it was like.
Oh, they're looking at my Hanan.
They thought it was Hanan's birthday.
She was like, oh my God, I know you too. Yeah. Obviously from like the videos and she's been on the podcast. Yeah. So she was wishing her happy birthday. And then she's like, no, it's Sada's birthday.
Well, you know, her birthday was a couple weeks later.
Exactly. It was our birthday, collectively. But yeah, like it was just. It was like so much. I was overstimulated.
It was very overstimulating 5 seconds, but the girls were really sweet. And they had like special
beautiful
names.
Yeah.
One was like Hamdi. The other one was Hamdi. Islam.
Yes.
And then I forget the last girl's name, but I hadn't heard of that name before. And I was like, oh, that's so beautiful.
What was it?
Come on, guys. These are people
I honestly can't remember.
Supported you.
I know. They were so sweet.
They were really sweet. But shout out to y'all.
Yeah. If you're watching, thank you guys.
They're real fans of the pod and all that.
Okay. That's cute. I didn't know that. Like, I heard it was crazy, but I didn't know like you guys didn't know what was going on. I thought you guys had an idea.
No.
Okay.
We were blindsided.
Yeah.
I was wondering what took y'all so long. Like when I dropped off Hanan at least. Like, I think I went to the gym. I like did some errands and I got home and then still no one's home and like I took a shower. And I was like, okay,
you're by yourself.
That's all good. I knew we still had till the late evening anyways. We were still chilling after that.
Yeah. And then I came back here afterwards and we had like game night, but not like board games. We were playing like, you know, those like scripted TikTok family games.
Yeah.
But they were so fun.
Honestly,
like, we got competitive.
I feel like you can make an argument like those kind of games are always better than like regular like board games.
Yeah.
I always feel like because first off, there's no real limit on the amount of people that can play that game.
Yeah.
You kind of like make up the rules. There's no like set rules a lot of the times, you know, as I've seen while we were playing the games.
Yo.
Wait, but I also have to say, like, I didn't really know. I knew that. Remember, because I was like, oh, I'll just like take you to breakfast, because I'm like, I don't really know what's going to go on the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And then that just became a thing because other girls were like, oh, let's come. And it was like a brunch thing. But the rest of the game night, I was just kind of like, let's just invite people over. But I actually had zero expectations. I didn't know how it was going to go. Yeah.
For half the time, she was saying like,
I was like, I don't think
it's going to be a few of us.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think anyone's going to show up, because I put in the group, like in that group chat. And I was like this, if you guys are coming. Only three people liked it. And I was like, there's no one
coming.
I mean,
I figured you knew I was going to be there, obviously.
Well, yeah. But like, I genuinely didn't think anyone was coming. So like, we just had... I think I asked like my friend Nesma, and I was like, what games do you have? Like, she always does like game nights and stuff. So I got some from her, and then I was like looking it up on TikTok. So Hanan and I were like thinking of like all the rules for everything, and like testing it out and stuff. And Hanan actually made the whole list of all the songs.
Yes,
she was like looking through all the things and like put them all down. And and then I was like, let's just go to Dollarama and like see. Like, I put a few supplies, so we went, and then we were like finding things. We were like, oh, we could do this, we could do that.
You can do a lot with little. I think all we got was like cotton balls and
we got
cups.
Cotton balls, cups.
We even forgot about
and we got the coins just to kind of make it fun.
Yeah,
that became competitive. The way everyone got so competitive.
Because, we had little chocolate toonies for like chips.
Because there was a prize at the end of it.
There was a prize.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it made it fun. Because I feel like normally when we play those, like, they're not board games, but like, you know, the games with the cards and whatever. Like, we do that so often that this is just like a nice thing.
It made
thing
something
to,
special
like,
out of it, right?
Kind
of
gets your heart pumping.
Yeah.
Your legs moving, you know?
We were getting competitive. We were like screaming, cheering.
Yeah.
Alliances are being made.
I won the first game, just saying. Okay.
By default, though, I let you win.
No,
that's true.
I did.
She actually
did
win.
Won, and I was like, let's make it a little harder.
But
so
like, she played it before, okay, guys?
No, I haven't. That was my first time.
Was that your first time? How do you know about that game then?
I found
she googled it.
I just searched like fun like game night games, and I saw that.
Okay.
And they didn't even. The thing is,
well,
it wasn't
runs in the family, guys.
It wasn't even a full video explaining what the balloon game was. It was just like within a clip of a bunch of games. So I was just kind of like, okay, maybe this is how you play it. So when I like demoed it for you guys, that was only the second time I ever.
Yeah,
did
she
that.
Demoed it and literally did it perfectly.
We were all like, okay, it can't be that hard.
Yeah.
It's basically a balloon. You have to like. Use one breath to blow the balloon.
Yeah.
And then there's like a plastic cup on a table, and you have to like use the air from the balloon
to slide it across
the table without falling off, and whoever like got it furthest was able to win. I think I have video, so you can like
I thought the falling off part would be the hardest part. Just getting it to move was the hardest part.
What do you mean? Mine didn't even. Yeah. I don't even think it worked the first time.
Fell over.
Yeah, my cup just kept rolling.
I was like, oh, damn. Okay, I gotta like not do too much. It's like, I can barely get this thing. Because there was definitely a like strategy that we just did not catch until the end. I feel like the end
caught it. That's true.
And then what else did we play? We played the sliding game. Then the stacking
ball.
Game.
Oh, stacking. Yeah.
Oh, no, the cotton ball was next, right?
Cotton ball was first.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's seen that one where, like, you have the plate, someone's blindfolded, have a bunch of cotton balls around the plate, and you're trying to like, get them to, like, scoop it up with a giant cup. Not cup.
Spoon.
Spatula.
Spatula.
Yeah, spatula. Ladle.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that definitely some rules were being made up for
what
that game.
What do you...
Because they saw the men were clearly winning.
No, you guys were literally
Initially, it was, like, men versus women.
They were literally cheating. They pressed their body against the plate.
You can't say nothing.
They pressed their body against the plate. Remember? We saw that happening.
No, but then. So I was like, okay, you know, whatever. They're making up this rule. You guys literally did the exact same thing afterwards. I was looking at Hanan. Hanan was doing the exact same thing.
But I don't think she was doing it intentional, because everything she was trying to put in just
went under her plate.
We were doing it intentionally.
I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess you can't really.
You just
feel
do it instinctively.
Yeah.
Because like you're trying to find your reference of the table, so you're like using your gut or your pelvic.
Yeah.
For me, it was my rib cage.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
For real though, but still. So, did we win that one? I think we won that one.
Who won that?
Yeah,
well,
won
it
that
was
one.
It was all an individual game.
Individual.
I think Faddis won that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did.
And then we played the stacking cup game. Nabat won that one.
I was in a close second.
Were you?
No. Because our whole side lost.
What do you mean?
It was a team
I was on
effort,
the other
no?
side.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. And it was between me and her. And I think Steve, maybe?
I think remember. It was her and Steve at the end.
Yeah, it was.
I came in third place, though.
No, yeah, we played
you
two
did
games.
Come in third place.
We played like a team one, and then we played an individual
one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. And then we played the, what's it called? I don't even know what it's called. Snatch the cup.
Yeah, it's like the head, yeah. It's a head, shoulders, knees cup.
Yeah.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breasts, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
What's the abbreviation for that?
HSNC.
Groa. Head, shoulders. Oh, not K.
No. I thought you were glitching, but you were trying to pronounce it the whole time. Yeah. It's giving Riz.
Speaking of abbreviations.
Yeah, can we talk about that for a second?
Okay, wait. I'll bring this because I feel like okay, I was wronged here. Okay.
You weren't wronged. You are wrong.
If you are from Toronto or even Muslims in general, they know about a large event that goes on in the city called Riz.
It's not called Riz.
You called it Riz.
It's called Riz. Because
it's called R-I-S.
Essentially, it's called R-I-S. Like, the abbreviation is R-I-S, right?
Do you know what it stands for?
Reformed Islamic Citizens.
Reformed?
That's first of all, crazy. Citizens it's is not a C.
What?
Citizens is spelled with a C. I mean, reviving the Islamic spirit. You don't even know what it stands for.
I forgot it was an S. I don't know, I was thinking C.
You know what? Okay, this is a huge digression, okay? I already know.
What?
Spelling is not your forte because every week, I know, but I'm here. Every week.
What?
When I have to go and upload the episode, I always have to proofread those timestamps because sometimes he just writes, I'm like, what is he trying to say here?
Oh my God.
I don't even know what this means.
Yeah, I think that runs in the family.
Yeah, see?
I feel like we have some mild form of dyslexia.
For real?
The other day, I posted on my story and didn't realize until like 10 hours later. I think I put like, oh, what? Like this tastes divine, but I spelt it as D-E-V-I-N-E.
Wait.
Divine?
Is that not how you spell it?
No, guys, stop it. I raised you better than this. Like divine. Divine.
I spelt it like how I heard it in my head. Divine.
You spelt it phonetically?
Yes. Divine. Like this tastes divine.
Wait,
like,
but nobody says divine.
Yeah, when you're like exact, like, oh, this is divine. Like that's how I was trying to like say it in my head, but I spelt it like that on my story, and I didn't.
They're coming out with a new vine, and they're calling it divine.
That's different. Divine is spelled D-I-V-I-N-E.
Yeah, I didn't know that. until I had to Google it.
So they're just doing like a like a play on words or whatever.
Probably.
You know, guys, so that's spelling, what throws me off. Spelling and reading was never my forte growing mm-hmm. up.
But Amir reads. That's why I'm like, are you so bad at spelling?
Yeah, I read. I don't write. Yeah. Like, usually I can just read like in my head. Scan over it. Yeah.
And read aloud, kind of. I got a D minus in reading in like fourth grade. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. I think the teacher was racist.
I was so bad. I was taken out of class. I do. Huh? I was so bad. I had taken out of class. I got like a separate teacher. Because I had such a bad lisp.
You had a speech impediment. Yeah.
No, had, like, they're racist because they put you in ESL.
Yeah.
No, I swear they were a little racist. Because how the hell did someone get a D minus in reading? All we did was read out.
Did you stutter when you read?
Probably. I just.
You probably still had an accent.
She's did dying. Not. English is your first accent language.
I don't think it was. I feel like Gaysanan was.
We can't even do this podcast.
I can't. Oh my god, I'm literally in tears. How did you get a D minus?
We had to, like, do you guys remember, like, the exercise you had to, like, read out loud?
Yeah.
And, like, each class, like, someone else would read out loud?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just, like, I was never nervous. I was not a nervous child. But I think just, like, I don't know, something about saying the words mm-hmm. out loud, like, it just, I don't know. It just would stutter.
I remember there was a girl.
And then I would, like, I honestly think I have a mild form of dyslexia. Because mm-hmm. that was really hard for me.
We got to get...
But I could read. Check. I read books so much growing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did read a lot.
Yeah, I think that's the case, honestly.
We got to get checked for yeah. some form
There's also
of ADHD.
Certain... Oh, I 100% have that.
Yeah. Amir
did I also can't write
test.
Certain like letters like fluidly. Like W. Every time there's a W in a word, like I pause.
Mm-hmm. Wait, and my say, brain that, has say that to, letter like, again.
W? W.
How, what does your last name start with?
H.
Okay.
It's not H. Listen, okay, I got over that a long time ago.
Wait, is there?
He did it.
Is there like a different way of saying W?
You guys just like w. have like a fob
W.
Twit.
How do you say it?
W.
W. W.
W.
You say like
double?
W.
Yeah, W. Isn't
it's
that
not W.
W.
Yeah.
W. I don't think so. I don't
That's
know.
It's a lazy letter.
Anyways, I can't write w. that word properly. Like I can, but like if I'm writing something with a W in it, like I pause and I'm like. Like, it just, it, I don't know, something mm-hmm. in me.
Can I ask?
What?
How do you write the letter Z?
Because she knows how I do it.
With a cross in the middle?
Yeah. Do you actually?
Yes.
See, it's the only
Why are you say with a seven.
Why do you do that?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's because of daddy. It's probably because of daddy. From dad.
Wait, actually, maybe Z I don't do with it.
But the fact that you knew
but seven, yeah. Wait.
You guys are so funny.
It's actually, yeah, I would put a
I always put a
cross
line,
in the middle.
I always put a line through it. Yeah.
I feel like maybe our parents did that.
Yeah.
They did. You know why? To differentiate between a Z and a number two.
Mm-hmm. See, you know what, though? Anytime I see a two, I don't know if it's a Z or a
see?
Two.
Mm-hmm.
So you need it helps.
It actually does help.
It, but yeah. Is that like, do people do that outside of us?
I feel like they do it
is
in math
a
lot.
I feel like my mom right? does that. Probably.
Maybe. I feel like in math it's done a lot. Like you do the cross with in
like
math.
Like counting, you think?
Yeah.
I definitely mm-hmm. always do it for a seven. Because I can't read a seven without that line in the middle.
I think a seven's supposed to have the line through it, no?
No, not.
Is it not?
Like I have seen that a lot. But...
Yeah. It no, would feel curious. Wrong to do a seven without it.
Right.
No, you could do it with a number seven. A lot of times it doesn't have that. That's like...
Yeah, but then how do you know if it's a one?
Yeah.
What like sometimes even a... when I write one, I do the thing with the like.
The
yeah,
line
sometimes
under?
I'll. Like, if
like
it's
how
like
is it an L?
Or...
Is it an I? Is it a one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it a seven? Is it a Z without the bottom? Like.
That's weird.
Listen, some people write weird.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Just need that extra step.
Yeah.
This is a huge digression. Yeah, I don't even remember.
We were talking about Riz initially.
It's RIS.
Yeah, but so we're gonna leave that for you guys in the comments. If okay. you know about Riz, tell us if you call it Riz or RIS. Because I feel like every time there's an abbreviation that is just asking to be used like a word, like you just use it that way. Like what's another word? Like OHIP. Oh wait, yes, that's very local.
Very local, yeah.
What's another one that's like super? popular like abbreviation
like IHOP
IG.
IHOP IG.
But that's
well, no, it's not an abbreviation though.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Yeah. But IHOP is another one. Wait, is IHOP an abbreviation though?
International House of Pancakes. But no one actually knows that. It's just called IHOP.
That's true.
See? So like it's just asking to be, and RIS is probably a word already.
Rice.
Rice, exactly.
Without the E?
No, because that would be E-C.
Nah.
It would be rise. There you go. It's like rise. She totally meant that. Yeah, this is what she's talking about.
She was serious. I know you were. She said rice without the E.
Oh, my God. Speaking of divine.
Pass me tissue.
Oh, wait, this is my
usual. Okay. Oh my God. Amir!
Okay,
support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
But actually, speaking of divine, how this kind of originally started, I think. Okay. I can't remember because we're talking about words. So Vine is coming back, and apparently they're like, it's when they say it's coming back, they mean like it's actually coming back, as in they're bringing back
the original,
the videos also. So it's gonna be the original, where it's 6 seconds format,
but
whatever.
People keep their accounts, like can they log back into their old accounts?
I think they're doing something like that, because they said they're bringing back like 100,000 archived videos from the original platform. Wow. So I'm guessing like a lot of the popular ones, the bigger TikTokers, they'll probably get their not TikTokers, Viners will get their accounts back. But another big part of it was that they said they're going to be anti-AI. So like,
Yeah. I did see that.
So like all those AI videos you're seeing now on like TikTok or even YouTube, maybe on YouTube I see them. They're like, you're not going to see them on, they're at least going to have some technology to like catch it somehow.
Do you guys think they're going to be as popular as Vine once was? I feel like TikTok is just dominating right now.
Even TikTok is losing steam, is it not? Because like, really? I feel like because of the whole like Oracle buying it and like the, you know, those people censorship, getting power over it, like people are going to try and look for another platform. So Divine might be that one. And maybe initially they're going to start with 6 seconds and they move up, you know, they'll be like, okay, let's do 12 seconds.
Yeah.
And they just keep increasing it until they essentially they're like a clone. But I feel like they're going to shift over there because of like the influence that we're currently seeing on TikTok. No?
I think that the old Viners are probably going to go back on.
Yeah.
Just to like, I think they're getting a deal with Vine, probably like an upfront cost to go back onto Vine to like revive it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then they'll probably bank on or hope that like people will follow that.
But like, a lot of the Viners, like, they went two ways. Like, a lot of them shifted into a completely different realm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Or there are a couple that went to TikTok, like Demetrius went to TikTok. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of them just fell off. Like, they continue to make content here and there, but it's very similar to what they used to make. And, like, it's not getting the views that they used to.
Yeah.
So, that's like, true. Who would be the new people to use? Like, would there be an audience that would... I don't know. I feel like it would be a weird, a good test
to see how people can do that. There's those like funny people on TikTok that do Vine similar content. Mm-hmm. That's just like easy and like random clips and stuff. I feel like that'll still exist. And I think it will gain popularity. But yeah, I think it will actually because people, really? I feel like a lot, well, maybe not in Canada, but a lot of people in the US are annoyed of like TikTok has turned into just a shopping platform.
Yeah.
And like all the TikTok ads.
See, that's the part we don't get.
We don't have TikTok shops. But
TikTok shop is so big, people become millionaires off TikTok. I've heard. Shop. And you don't have to have a million followers. Mm-hmm. There's people that have less than 100,000 followers that are making six figures per month.
How? Because they just sell random things?
They just make videos all day about random products, and some of them just happen to go viral.
Damn.
So I think because of that, people are kind of like maybe a little annoyed of all of that. So I think they might go on Vine to just like have funny content again and like entertaining content without the ads and like all of that. But eventually it'll turn into that. Mm-hmm. Probably like not shopping, Snapchat. But I don't use Snapchat.
I feel like Snapchat, like,
it did have a revival.
It did. And I feel like a lot of influencers who are on there, like, they get paid so much, but I'm like, where is Snapchat getting the money from?
Mm-hmm. Ads, I guess. I don't know how the platform looks now, but is there a lot of ads in between stories you watch? Okay, that's why.
I don't even watch stories, but, like, I guess the people that I once followed, like, you see, they post, like, so many No, they, snaps.
I think they're, like, CPM or, like, how much they get paid by Snapchat is a even if they're not getting as many views as they would get on other platforms, they're still getting a lot of money for it, especially the ones that have deals.
Yeah, I think each qualifying video only has to be 15 seconds long. Mm-hmm. So if they make a video that's like a minute, that splits up into 15 seconds and they get paid for each of that. So if they're making like a 5-minute video, they're getting like a lot, and that's like not that much of their time.
Right.
Yeah. Because I remember I was watching, do you remember David Dobrik?
Yeah,
like him, he like left YouTube for after the whole controversy or whatever, but then everybody's like, oh, where the hell did he go? Where did he go? He actually went to TikTok, or not TikTok, he went to Vine or
Snapchat.
He went to Snapchat. Oh my
god. Wrong platform.
He went to Snapchat and he was still making, he was making actually more than he would make on YouTube, because first off, he wasn't making money on YouTube.
At
everyone
all?
Thought he was making money on it. He wasn't even monetized.
How?
Because
his videos were like crazy.
Not only that, he would use copyrighted content all the time. Like the in order to make his videos like pop or like as good as he wanted to, he felt like he had to use certain tracks. So he just used those tracks. He didn't really care about monetizing it. He would get there's the in-video ads, like the ones they're saying, oh, you know, who's sponsoring this one?
BetterHelp.
Not, you know, his big one, the big one he does is like the one that gives tickets. What are they called?
Oh, SeatGeek.
SeatGeek, exactly.
Everyone had SeatGeek at one point.
Yeah.
Everyone still does have.
He still gets sponsored by them.
Oh, yeah?
Some people who do like every single podcast, every single video will be a SeatGeek.
He gets like, even recently, he's been posting again on YouTube, and he's still giving out cars because of SeatGeek. He's like giving out Ferraris and Teslas and everything, just random people. Or not random people, but like people we thought would need it. Right? So they're still out here. Mm. But a lot of times it's not in the views. It's about like how well you're good at how good you are at marketing yourselves, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if... Yeah. The Vine, no, her voice just cracked. I don't know what that was at.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah. But Vine, I feel like, is going to be tricky because it's only 6 seconds. But they were making money before with the six second ads. Mm-hmm. But like, people have to be more creative now. Like, back in the day, it took a real like special knack or some creativity to be able to get a point across in 6 seconds.
Yeah.
And people kind of got used to the whole having 5-10 minutes if you wanted to, depending on
what kind of content you make. I don't know. I'm curious about it because I feel like a lot of people are motivated by money now.
Mm. Yeah.
So if there's not an automatic monetization thing with it, it might not, or it'll separate the just like transactional influencers from actual creators. Mm-hmm. So actual creators that just create like care about making like entertaining fun content that will hopefully help them get somewhere. I think they'll enjoy Vine again, and I think people will go back on it because it's like quick content. It's even quicker. People's attention spans are getting shorter and shorter and shorter.
Yeah,
you know, so I think they'll just go on there because it's like quick and funny and snappy. And I really think they're gonna pay, they're probably gonna have like a couple $1 million in budget to pay influencers to start posting onto Vine again.
Yeah,
I could, starting with the old super popular Viners like, I mean, I honestly forget all their names, but like King something.
King Batch.
Oh, King Batch.
That guy that like does DJing now.
Who?
He's like black. He was young when he started.
Oh, no.
No, he was really young.
Oh, the one who's a producer now.
Yes.
I forget
his name.
Jay Versace.
Oh, yeah. He's a producer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
He's
big.
Emmy, not Emmy. What do you call it?
A
Grammy Award Grammy? Winning.
Wow.
He's
winning.
Producer.
He won?
I believe he won, or he was nominated for it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he one.
Yeah, but I feel like they're going to like pay him a big bag to try and come back.
Yeah, but no, he doesn't make that kind of content though. People like that. So, you know, I mentioned there was like two ways they went.
There's, I was never really into Vine, to be honest. So I'm curious.
Yeah, I wasn't big on Vine
either.
You weren't either.
I just knew about it. Yeah, I knew about it because of YouTube. Yeah, the people would take the clips and put them on YouTube as like compilations.
Yeah.
And that was my way of consuming Vine, basically.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I feel like those Viners specifically, the ones who like found another niche or something else, not even a niche, just something else that they love to do. From that, will not be coming back. Like, even that, what's her name? Quinlan Blackwell?
Yeah. Was, like, she a Viner?
Yeah, she was. She started off on Vine, too.
Oh, you know what? You're right. She's the one that went...
Yeah, like exactly.
The silent scream.
Yeah.
Oh, I always forget that's her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, like, she has been, like, blowing up recently. Yeah. Like, she's been growing, but recently just went, like, skyrocketing. Yeah. So...
I think if the check is high enough, they can make a few videos. Mm-hmm.
But even then, I don't think it's going to hit the same. Because the original creativity that people have, you can't recreate that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's still some creative videos on TikTok, though.
Yeah.
Things that are like entertaining and interesting.
Oh, yeah,
and,
for
like,
sure.
You know?
That's my side of TikTok.
Yeah. We'll see, though. I'm curious. I was never really into Vine, but maybe this will make me intrigued.
I feel like short form content is even harder to, like, film and edit, because you're trying to, like, really short form it but still get your point across.
Mm-hmm. Yes and no. I will always say YouTube is like
the hardest
of all. Really? Content. Mm. Yeah, for sure.
When are you coming back? Yeah, I'm putting
exactly.
When, I mean, like, we literally cannot talk because we have so many unedited, like, videos that we said, well, you'll see this when we're back from whatever.
Yeah, I know. Okay, we're working on that, okay? It takes time.
We're podcasters, not vloggers, okay?
Yeah, I gotta.
We're part-time vloggers.
You know, that's been the big conversation the past couple weeks. Mm. I had some meetings with my manager, and she's like, "So, what's going on?
Mm. What's with YouTube?
With YouTube. Mm. The last time I posted, I think, was like 3 months ago, maybe even four. It was my Japan vlog.
Damn,
which was
late. Like, oh, it was a late upload.
Yeah.
I think I uploaded my Japan vlog like a month and a half after I got back.
Yeah, that's nothing compared to us.
Yeah, that's actually
we're
good.
A year really? Out. We're usually a
okay,
year out.
Okay, my last long form video was June 30th. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you guys ain't eating, man.
6 months ago.
But you're on YouTube, you ain't eating. No, I want to make a comeback like before the end of this year. For sure.
Why don't you just have someone go through all your videos and make clips of them?
No, I have so many vlogs filmed. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm trying to figure out how to, I think I'm overthinking it. Because I want to make a video, obviously, just talking about my year, not just like posting a random vlog from like 7 months ago.
Yeah.
But I want to frame it in a way of like, this is what I was up to this year. This is why I took a break. Mm-hmm. But like while I was gone, I went here and like a little clip, like 5 minute vlog of that. And then when I came back, I did this. And then I literally have so much content that I've been filming.
Yeah. You could have a sit down video, say where you were, and then be like, you know what? Every week I'm going to release.
Yeah. Like little videos.
The lost files.
It just requires you to write a script. Literally.
Yeah.
Like,
I think I'm just
going to
write a script and just shift the way that I normally do content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least for this bit. Because it's like it's narration. Yeah, I still have like the second half of the trip with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't posted the Malaysia and Singapore stuff. I still have all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also went to Grand Cayman Islands like earlier this
year.
Yeah. I never posted it. I filmed the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where else? Like I filmed probably some New York vlogs and stuff. I just need to like find all the memory cards first of all.
Mm-hmm. Do you save all the memory cards? Like LVA files?
I just keep them on the memory card and I get new memory cards.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You don't just take a giant drive, like a 10 terabyte drive, and put them on there?
I don't know how to do all that.
That's why I always
you
say
you need a NAS. Just get a NAS. I mean, get a. It's basically like a giant hard drive. It's a giant hard drive. Like it has multiple hard drives in it. So you put all your files on there, but it has multiple hard drives. So like if one fails, like let's say 10 years down the road, one of them fails, it backs up all that information, so you never lose your information.
Send me the link.
Didn't even know that was a thing.
I'll send you
the link. We have that?
What?
We don't even have that either. That still requires me, like, regardless, even the hard drive, that still requires me to put the memory card in my laptop, plug the hard drive into my laptop, highlight all the clips, put them on, wait for them to load, and then make sure it's good. And then I have to do that for every single thing.
What do you
mean
make sure
thing?
They're good?
Like, make sure it, like, you know, unplug and then plug it back in and see if it works, see if it's there.
You think he does that?
That just takes so much more time. Like, it's just... It's a lot.
You gotta just have some. Just
but I have all the clips. It's not lost. Mm-hmm. Like I have everything. I just need to find which memory. I have to plug each one now.
And that takes so much more time.
That's so much harder.
I know. But that's why I've been gone for so long.
Yeah.
You know, one of those tasks that like take you a whole year, but really when you do it, it's like 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not going to take 3 minutes, but that's
we got to work on that.
That's
for
the
real.
Grime about YouTube. So yeah, but I'll be back soon, inshallah. Mm-hmm. That's my goal. I think 2026, I want to like be a lot more consistent with YouTube and like, Yeah, like it doesn't have to be. I don't know. I want to put more effort into it in a way.
I was just gonna ask, like, do you ever think about like shifting your content completely?
Kind of like almost even like hiring like a videographer to make like my content look a little cooler or yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I overthink it though, because I'm like, maybe sometimes people just want to watch my vlogs and just doesn't have enough.
But you can
to
have
be.
Different content for different people. Yeah. You have a pretty large following base, mashallah. So like, there could be something for everyone.
No, for sure. Yeah, but first things first, I gotta upload all of that content for the past year. The great thing is that when I do eventually come back, you'll actually see what I've been up to, because I have vlogged a lot of it. And the stuff that I haven't vlogged lives on my TikTok and my Instagram. Mm. So like, I'm still updating that way. I've been posting vlogs on there.
Yeah.
But I still have long form content that's just like hasn't seen the light of day yet. Hey. So we'll be
we
back
can't,
soon.
We can't point any fingers right now.
Yeah, yeah. It's the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah. Literally, yeah.
So. But you guys have been really consistent with your podcast.
Oh yeah, podcast is good. That's easy, because you just come down, record, talk, edit it. Yeah, it's like the format is already there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? We're just like slotting ourselves
in. When you begin a vlog, especially if you're like, I'm a perfectionist, so like I want like for a certain narrative, I want to flow to everything. Yeah. If I don't have the clip for like this certain thing, I'm like, just throw it all out. Throw it all out.
And I feel like we like, whenever we talk about like vlogging a trip or whatever we're doing, we like kind of conceptualize like how the vlog, how we want it to look in our head. So we take certain shots for it, but then it's just the task of editing it all.
Yes. It's a lot.
Because being a vlogger, I feel like being a vlogger is different, where you have to have like an intention beforehand. Like some vloggers,
and it's a storyline.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like there's so many different types of vloggers. Like there are vloggers who will write a script even before they do their travels. Yeah. And like as they're talking, they're like they're speaking at different parts of their trip or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they put it all together. Mm. And then other vloggers will like make it look very cinematic, where they're taking these really cinematic shots. Very like simple, very little dialogue.
Yeah.
Maybe a little like more like live like interactions. What do they call those? Like live interactions. More candid interactions. Mm-hmm. But then you can have the ones, the classic ones, where you're just talking to their vlog and you get a few B shots in between your transitions. And that's your tip. So like having all those options can be a little scary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It can seem like a lot. I think also the reason why I took a step back from YouTube is I felt like my entire life just became content only. It's like when I was just a YouTuber, I could still like I'll vlog here and there, but like I didn't always have to have my camera on me, and I didn't feel like, oh, I missed this moment, I had to film that, or like, you know, like so many different devices. But now it's like, okay, I have to think about vertical short form content.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to film a get ready with me before I go to my actual event and then vlog that as well?
Mm-hmm.
And then now even as simple as like, okay, what purse do I take so that both my phone and my camera fits? And like, it just became so much. I was like, you know what? I just need to take a step back and just enjoy life and live in the moment. And that's what I did, like, for the past year, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, when I went on trips, I would vlog, but, like, my everyday life, which normally I would, like, record and stuff, I just, like, put my phone down. I didn't have to think about, oh, I have to vlog this moment. Are people going to be comfortable with, like, me bringing my camera out in this? And, like, you know, even, like, last night, like, that would have been a fun addition to the vlog and stuff. And I filmed the little clips, but it's, like, I don't know. Sometimes you just want to enjoy
and
life.
And live in the moment.
You just want to live totally in the moment. So it's, like, figuring out a way to have that like feeling, because the thing is, I think why people resonate with my YouTube content is they feel included, they feel like they're part of those moments. But then if that comes at a cost of me feeling like I'm not living in the moment anymore, it's like, at what point do you just take a step back and you're like, you just need to like think about yourself first before what other people want to see,
right?
And then you can get back to that and like reevaluate like how much you want to share and like all the different things. So I think I'm at a place where like I'm actually excited to film more or like share more, where it doesn't, I don't know. It's just like finding a better balance, I guess.
I think you also just like refound your motivation and inspiration.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes taking a step back allows that. I went to an event like a few weeks ago, and this girl that I met, what was her name? Somali Smellgood or something. She's like a fragrance
I think
TikToker.
I've seen her stuff before.
Yeah, I was at a Kaeli event, and she was just like, oh my god, she's like, I've seen you at a few events, but she's like, I never wanted to like bother you. She's like, I've been watching you for years, and she's like, you really inspire me, and just like posting content and blah blah blah. And she was basically she was basically like, yeah, like I noticed like you don't post on YouTube as much anymore. Like, what's going on? And I was like, I don't know. I just feel like there's been a lot. Like, sometimes I overthink.
Oh, my bad.
Amir, you're ruining this.
I'm sorry. Damn. The camera's showing overheating. So Yeah.
Is your fan not on?
It is on, but I don't know why it's still showing overheating. So opened that up. Okay.
But yeah, she was just kind of like, basically, I was just like, yeah, you know, sometimes I overthink content or just like, I don't know, I've been very overwhelmed. And she's like, wow, it feels good to hear that because I look at you as like such an inspiration and like you have everything figured out and you had like your content always looks so clean and like you just have like this whole machine going. So she's like, to hear that, like it makes me feel like, okay, like other people are feeling this as well. And I'm like, I'm literally just a girl. Like I'm literally like I've it may look like I have these accolades and whatever and like people I guess look up to me in that sense, but like I'm still figuring shit out. I'm always overwhelmed. I'm always once a week having a mental breakdown. Like it happens, you know. So I think just like taking a step back sometimes just kind of like helps you connect with yourself again.
Yeah. But is that because you know, you also freshly turned 30 this year?
I did. Welcome to the club. I think that maybe was a part of it as well, because I'm like thinking about my 20s, all 10 years, a whole decade has been online.
Yeah.
Like, obviously before that as well, but to think of a whole decade of my life, my entire 20s was like online. And it's like, when you get older, you're like, how long do you want to keep doing this? Like, you kind of have to reevaluate how you even want to show up in the world, let alone like online too. So I think like that, like shift was like, maybe let me just take a break from YouTube, especially because that was such a big part of my 20s. And like see if I even want to do it again. Like if I'm okay with just posting short form content and like going into other endeavors that would like make me feel more fulfilled. But I think taking a step back and like seeing so much of my community in person and also online being like, we really miss your YouTube videos. Like, I don't go a day without seeing comments about my YouTube channel. And if I were
I'd be
gone,
liking those, you know. Yeah. Like, yeah, same retweet.
If I was gone from TikTok or Instagram, like, I don't think I would get those types of comments because of the community that I've built on YouTube.
I feel
so
like
special.
YouTube community is always going to be different. Like, it always seems more connected.
And like, if I don't post for a month on TikTok, I would be surprised if I got a message from someone that was like, oh, you haven't posted on TikTok. Because there's so much on there, but there's a different type of community and like feeling that you get from YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And I think it's because like maybe on YouTube, since those people are more inclined to watch like longer form content, they have to really like you.
Yeah.
Like on TikTok. Yeah. On TikTok, since it's short form, like they're like, okay, maybe I just want the information this person's giving me, whatever. Yeah. Like, they may come up again. Yeah, they're not invested. But if it's YouTube, they're invested. Especially if they subscribe, they're really invested, right?
So, and the bell notification, or whatever it's called.
Which y'all should be doing. But but yeah, that's why I feel like the community's always been different. That's why I think I've always gravitated more towards like sticking on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because it feels more genuine.
It does.
Than on TikTok or any other platform, really. And like, sure, TikTok, I feel like TikTok and the other platforms like Instagram are good for like advertising. Where they should go. It's like, hey, I'm posting on YouTube, guys. You know, come over to our channel. But like, that's like, just let them know, right?
For sure.
Yeah, because there are some people who like just know us from clips.
Actually, majority of the people that I've met, I've noticed that the clips help gain attraction to YouTube videos, aside from like the ones that wait for the episodes. But majority of the people are like, oh, yeah, I've seen your videos before. And I'm like, wait, like you watch all the podcasts? No, on TikTok. I'm
exactly.
Okay, cool.
That's interesting.
This means I got to post more clips. That's what I guess.
I know, right?
I feel like you guys stopped posting a lot of clips on TikTok. Or do you still?
We
haven't seen as many.
No, we have them. We just, there's been a, I just forgot to tell Sada that I made clips.
Oh.
Or sometimes he'll be like, the clip's there. I'm like, no, it's not. And then he's like, shoot, I forgot to hit save.
So that was on me. Okay. Yeah,
it's right, okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Because now we're just going to like, we have a couple piled up that we can post like back to back. But I also sometimes I'm like, I overthink our content too.
Really?
Like, you know how sometimes I'm like, maybe we should do like TikTok trends, but I don't know if that's authentic to us.
I feel like once a week, just like doing like a little.
Like something
that's just trending.
You guys are working against me, huh? You guys are really trying to get me to do these TikTok videos, dances, and stuff like that.
No, not dances. Oh, okay. That's not us.
I don't know
like
why.
Like something as simple as like, okay, guys, we're back. Did you miss us? Because we missed you. Like type of situation.
Oh, like the sound over.
Yeah. But like in this room, like it has to do with the plug. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do random like dancing TikToks out loud outside or something.
Like we're not the dancing. Yeah, we're not the performing type though.
I think that's what it is. Like I'm not very good at like performing.
Yeah, you're not like very good at lip syncing. Yeah,
when it comes to like lines, I will never forget when we had to film promo for our live show. It took us so long to just like, it wasn't even a script. It was we had something to say, like our live show. We could not, like, we just couldn't get it out. And then I realized in that moment, like, wow, we could never do scripted content ever because like, I don't know what we're going to do the day that we have to film an ad.
Oh my God.
We're just going to be laughing or like messing up our lines. Yeah, at that point.
Yeah, at that point, you just have to do like a lot of podcasts. What they do is they'll film their podcast.
I see people just reading it.
Really?
Yeah, they'll just read it.
But like separate, like they'll film it like before they film the podcast.
Exactly. They'll do it afterwards. Okay.
And then just put the clip in.
Or be like just the individual. Like it'll just be me doing it by myself or like you'll be doing it by yourself. Without your person in the room, just so they're not distracted.
I mean, I like it better when like they're just like talking and like to the camera and stuff. Yeah. But I think it's like Nick Vial or someone. He literally like has a paper and he's like just reading it. Like, okay, guys, today we're talking about like he just reads it. And I'm like, dang. I mean, whatever.
Yeah. At that point, it's like you don't even care about the product. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you're living in New York now.
She's been in New York.
It's actually been a whole year.
Yeah.
No, but like because you were technically there for the whole Zoran and Mamdani's like campaign. So you have like the insight on like what the vibes were in the city, especially with people.
Yes
who
and no.
No,
actually, yeah, no. That's true because I was there while they were doing all the polls, like at the like schools and stuff like that. Yeah, that's true. I mean, it honestly just felt like all of New York was actually on board for him for once.
Really?
Like there was no. It was very rare to see
like Cuomo
or flyers or like random things like that. Like. Everywhere was just talking about Mamdani. Everyone had like on all of the posts. It was all like his like cool artwork and stuff. Yeah.
I think that was because of his. He had like 100,000 plus volunteers.
There was a lot. Yeah, there was a lot of volunteers all over the city. I will say, yeah, they were like they were doing their thing with like, their campaigning for sure.
Oh, like you were seeing them on the streets. Basically.
Yeah, yeah, like every corner.
No way.
Majority.
I feel like you could have like even bumped into Zoran at some point.
Probably.
Because, like, that guy was on the streets. He was running around.
Yeah, I probably could have bumped
into
him.
Yeah, but you could feel it in the air that, like, for sure. Something was changing, basically.
For sure, yeah. Mm. It was cool. Like, it was, like white people campaigning for him.
Yeah.
Like, black people. Like, it didn't matter. Like, it was, like, any type of person campaigning for him.
Were you in the city when he won?
No, I had just left. I think he won on the 4th.
Yeah.
It was the fourth, right? Yeah, and I had left on the 1st.
Ah.
Dang.
So I missed that, yeah. But I'm sure the energy was great.
But it's
been a year and a few months living going back and forth. I don't want to say like live. Throughout the summer throughout the summer I was there a lot more. But just like going back and forth between LA and New York. I love it, honestly. I really like New York. I feel like it just has like such like a special, I hate this word, but like the energy. Like
I
the
knew energy.
It, it really is. Like, and you know felt it too when you were there.
You know what it is? I feel like it's very young. Like, it has a young energy, a youthful energy. No?
I mean, I wouldn't even say that. Really? It's just like, if I'm comparing it to LA, LA feels very, and I love LA. Like, it's just a very different, like,
almost like
vibe.
Performative.
No. I wouldn't even say that because the people that are like, oh, LA is performative or fake and whatever, it's just like you just
the
don't
people
know
you surround yourself
proper
with
LA.
Too. Yeah.
LA is more, okay, if I were to like compare it, LA is like wellness. It's like going to like a spa retreat. It's like you can really focus on just like slow mornings, like easy lifestyle.
Yeah.
Walking around, nice sun. Like you don't have, there's not much worry when it comes to everyday life. New York, there's grit. It's dirty. It's nasty. But it's like alive. Like New York feels alive. LA feels sleepy. That's the best way I can describe it. It's like New York forces you to get out of the house because majority of the time your apartment is so tiny. So you don't want to be in there anyways. You have to take the train. Like I think I was explaining to you, like sometimes I'm lazy. Like, I obviously don't have a car in New York. So I'm like, oh, let me just Uber. Like, the place is like 15 or 20 minutes away. It'll just save me a lot more time than like walking to the station, which is like 10 minutes from me. And then I check the Uber. Sometimes it'll be like $15 where I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm taking it. Other times the same ride will be 50 for a 15 minute ride. Mm-hmm. So it forces you to not be lazy, get on the train. Like, and then like, I feel like a lot of people in LA sometimes are a little too lazy to leave the house. Like, if you're trying to make plans with people, it's just kind of sometimes
mainly
hard.
Because,
like,
you don't want to drive in that traffic.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't want to drive. And like, it really is that. Like, unless you just go to someone's house, it's just hard to do things. But in New York, it's like, okay, if I'm in a meeting at 9 a.m. in the morning and I don't have another one until like 5 p.m., I'm not going to go home. I'm going to stay in the city all day.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to look at where my friends are at, either on Find My or just text people that are in the city and be like, hey, do you happen to be in the city today? Mm-hmm. Which, like, the city is considered Manhattan.
Yeah.
And then Brooklyn is Brooklyn and all the other boroughs. So when you say the city, it's like Manhattan. And then you just, like, hang out with someone for lunch. Like, even if it's just, like, a quick coffee, go to the grocery store with someone. Like, it's just, it's more lively. Like, there's just so much more to do. And I think also for my business and where I'm at right now, with there's just obviously so much more content creators. Yeah. And, like, I don't want to say competition, but it's very saturated. So, like, I have to work a little bit harder, like, to get campaigns and stuff like that. And LA, it's just, it's not the place for that anymore. New York is where all the brands are. It's just, I'm constantly busy. My schedule is full. Like,
so it's shifted, like.
It's shifted, yeah. You know how LA was kind of like the hub for, like, creators, I would say, from, like, 2015 to 2020. Yeah. 2020 is when it ended, honestly.
Yeah.
After 2020, LA just became a lifestyle, like, wellness place, but it wasn't a place to, like, come and, like, grit and hustle and all of that when it comes to content. New York is kind of that place now. So it's, like, good to have a foot in the
door there. So you see yourself staying there more?
Yeah, I really like it. I would love to. Honestly, I would move tomorrow, like,
really?
Full time.
Okay.
Yeah, but Kevin really loves LA. so we're a bit at odds over there, but we're trying to figure something out where, like, maybe we shift our, like, full-time place to
New York
and have, like, a part-time place in LA or something. But yeah, it obviously the weather is the hardest part to leave.
That's the reason you left here. I'm just outside of the business opportunities.
I mean, New York's weather is, like, weather is better than Toronto. It's not as bad. It's not as cold. It's not as it's not as bad. And I think the way the city is built, it's a little bit easier to still get around.
I feel like like you're mentioning, because of the reason how the city is built, like, with all the building stuff, I feel like that also has an effect on the weather as well. Just due to the fact that there's smaller streets, like, there's less wind. The issue out here is that there's wind hitting you from every angle.
I was downtown today and I was getting, like,
but there's wider streets, right? In New York's a lot tighter streets. I feel like the wind doesn't have as much opportunities to hit you.
It's not even just that. It's just that every building is forced to, like, if there's snow, they have to clear it. Like, by city laws, like, they have to clear it.
Yeah.
Same with, like, all the landlords and all of the, like, supers of all the places. Like, they have to make sure everything is cleared out.
Yeah.
And then, like, in New York, it actually is quicker to take the subway than it is in Toronto. Sometimes it might take longer to take the subway to go certain places. In New York, it's actually the fastest option.
That was, like, the thing I loved about New York. I was staying in Brooklyn, and, like, you'd go to Manhattan, you'll be there in, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Wait up to Harlem in another 20 minutes. And then you want to go all the way back, you can take the faster train and get there in, like, 30 minutes.
And then you're just sitting on a train as opposed to, like, in traffic sitting and whatever. Like, you can kind of get some work done, like, every time you get to a station there's a little bit of Wi-Fi, so you can do you can send a few texts and, like, check a few emails, and then you don't have service, and then
I'm
next
surprised they don't have Wi-Fi on the trains yet.
I know. I'm not really sure
they even had it here for a bit. I don't know if they got rid of it or something. They used to have it somewhere here.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's nice. I really like it, and there's just so many more Muslims, like, it's so much more multicultural. Like, it's just, it's fun. I like it.
Well, now with the Sharia law being implemented.
Oh, my God. Don't do that.
So, I, like, okay, it was funny to me seeing all of that on TikTok, but it was also very concerning because I'm like, people are going to take this as, like, they actually think this is what's happening.
Yes.
So it was like, I think my friend Isra actually posted a TikTok.
Oh, my God.
And I forget. It was like the song that was like, my name is Mamdani. So it was like her and, like, my other two friends, like, dancing to it. And then it was like, welcome to the first day of Sharia law or something like that. It was just like a silly TikTok. Oh, but it got like over 2 million views or something. And like people were like referencing it in like news articles.
What?
Like,
what?
It became this, and they're like, look at what these Muslims are trying to do with the city. Like, it was actually so crazy.
Oh my
crazy.
God.
Yeah, like all the like right wing.
Yeah.
Like news places were like taking all, it was just, yeah, it got a little out of hand. But that's, it's like crazy. To us, it's like funny because it's like obviously yeah. a joke. But like to those people, they're like a lot yeah. more serious.
It's okay. Oh yeah,
she, mom just okay. poked her head in a little bit.
Yeah. yeah. But honestly, I don't even think half those people know what that word even means.
They just say they love saying Sharia law.
Yeah. yeah. And you know what? At the end of the day, guys, if it was implemented, your life would be like so much more better. So yeah. like,
just saying.
Is it really that bad?
You know, there just, would be just, order restored.
You know what?
In this
if
world.
You want to know a little bit more about it, just open up a little book called the Quran, and it'll teach you everything you need to know.
Oh my God.
there's some people who would take that actually seriously, but mm-hmm.
They would.
I feel like one more before we're kind of getting rushed out of here, but before yeah, we like end
why?
The podcast,
I think we're fine.
Okay. So we're getting a little rushed out of here, but before we end the podcast, we'd like to answer a couple of your questions from previous episodes. So mm-hmm. Sada is going to take it away here.
Okay.
How long have we been recording for?
An hour.
Oh, okay.
Minutes? Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's the first one. Mm-hmm. What are your favorite ways to decompress after a long day after work?
Oh, mine is boring.
Going to the gym.
No, we actually answered something similar to that, but a lot of times, like, I have routines, right? There are things I have to check off the list. It's, you know, after coming back from work, of course, it's like going on a walk, getting my 10,000 steps, going to the gym, mm-hmm. and then making the food, meal prepping food for today and for tomorrow, just in case.
This is how you decompress after work?
No, these are things I have to get before I get there. Like, okay. And then once that's done, like, I make sure, like, any podcast stuff that I need to do is done. Then, like, if I have, usually I'll have, like, maybe 30 minutes to an hour, if I can get it in there, unless I have, like, other duties. You know, I'm still a husband here, too, guys. If I have any other duties to do, I'll just play games.
Really? You became a gamer again?
No, like, it's like...
He's always been a gamer.
I've always been
like
a gamer.
He stopped for a long time.
I don't think he ever stopped. He just
I never
just
stopped.
Didn't
I just got busy.
Much. Yeah.
Oh. I just got busy with life. Oh. Yeah, but recently, like, I've just been getting back into it more and more. Mm-hmm. Because, like, first off, because there are a lot of good games that are coming out. But just, like, now, I feel like back in the day when I was living here... Mm-hmm. There would be this weird feeling. Like, I'd be playing games, and then parents would like walk in and make some comment about me playing games. Like, you're always playing games, and like even though I never play games, it would just irk me. So it like forced me to like stop playing games as much. But now that I'm like at home and I can do whatever I want, I just don't have that feeling.
Can I tell you something?
What?
Remember how you always blame us mm-hmm. for your failed YouTube career once upon a time?
Yeah.
Why do you let the criticisms and the haters get you?
Whatever.
Right.
Do you block out mm-hmm. the noise? If you want to play a game, mm-hmm. if you want to make a video commentary thing.
Nah.
You could have been a millionaire right now.
Thank you.
You could have been like over a million
I
subscribers.
I could still be one, okay?
We could have retired.
Keep an eye out for my fitness channel coming in anytime soon. Okay, 2026, guys.
Inshallah.
What do you
do? What
doing?
Do you do?
Yeah.
What do I do?
Yo, that reminds me of yesterday. Yesterday, like, I forget what it was, but
no, it was something about the food. Like, yeah. and then someone was like, "Oh, we're getting fat."
Oh yeah,
and then at the same time,
at the exact and with the same cadence.
Yeah, we were both like, "We're getting fat tonight. We're getting fat tonight." Like the song by Gucci, not Gucci. Yeah,
come on.
No, Gunna.
Huh? Yeah, I think it's getting.
You never
he
heard
doesn't
that?
Work, he doesn't use that word, but like we changed it to that word at the same time.
Oh, no, I don't know that song.
Never heard. It's on TikTok. Come on now.
You've definitely heard it.
Hold on. But essentially, we said it like there was a pause after that thing was said, but we both said that exact same thing,
sang
it the exact same way with the exact same line at the same time.
At the same time. This is that's the actual song.
And it happens multiple times. It happens all the time.
You never heard this?
Oh, like maybe like once or twice. Oh, I do. Yeah. I know this.
Anyways, we both like we're getting fat tonight at the same
exact
time.
Same time. Yeah. Sorry, I got distracted.
No. Wait,
how do you decompress?
Oh yeah. Damn. It's been a long weekend. How do I decompress? You know, I'm stressed 99% of the time. Mm-hmm. I'm overwhelmed.
So how do you relieve it?
Or
do you relieve it? Do you know how to de-stress?
Do you do something to like give yourself some me time after work?
Not all the time, but when I do get the chance to, honestly, my walking pad is like, or like,
really?
This. Yeah.
A walking pad is to decompress?
Sometimes, yeah. Or because like, I wish I had the time to like watch shows and like brain rot.
Yeah.
I don't always get the time.
Yeah.
To like sit there and watch a whole show. So as much as I would love to,
yeah,
I just can't. So like I've purchased so many books that I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna use this to like wind down the night. But like, no, half the time I just sleep early. So aside from honestly just doom scrolling, which is not the healthiest.
That's your decompression?
But there are days where like all, especially the days that I'm in office, like that commute takes so much out of me that but when I make it home, I have to at least sit for like 15 minutes in silence. Like I can't talk. It's just the day, it just took a lot.
That was literally the reason I had to move closer to work, because like I realized how much time you're wasting on the road and like how much it has a mental effect on you.
No, and good. Especially now, because you leave before the sun comes up, you come home, the sun's already down, you're just like,
that's horrible.
My whole day is gone.
Vitamin D, make sure you don't.
Oh yeah, I doubled up on my pills now.
We get like 5,000 milligrams now or something.
No, literally, because I'm not trying to have seasonal depression this year. I want to be outside with a smile on my face. Exactly. So,
what are you doing?
What do you do? How do you decompress?
I kind of just like sit on the couch and like.
Like just melt into it.
Yeah, just kind of melt into the couch.
You should have to, like, sit in silence and like turn off your brain for a second.
I like turn on like a Netflix. Like I'll find a random show on Netflix to watch. Yeah, I'll do that. Going to the gym also. I do that when I'm just like,
the gym is a good, for me, it's a good decompressor a lot of times too.
Yeah, because sometimes I'll convince, like I'll be really busy throughout the day. So I normally like to work out in the morning. And then I'll be too busy, and then it'll be like 8 o'clock and I'm just kind of like sitting there like irritable. What happened?
Did you not feel that, like...
Oh, no, that's because I hit this in my head.
I'll just be, like, uncomfortable. And I'm like, I don't want to scroll. I don't want to watch... So I'll just be
I know those ones.
I'll just, like, go at night. And I'm just kind of like, whatever. I did that the other night, actually, while I was here. I went to, like, 8:45. And I came back at, like, 11:30.
Damn.
Swimming. I love swimming.
That's really? Like, that's a lot to, like...
No, but there's just, like, something about...
It is nice, though.
Like...
Being in the water.
Being in the water. Like... I actually miss it. I haven't been in a while, but I should probably go swimming again.
Yeah.
You got to get back to that, man. I'm telling you, it makes a huge difference.
Let's bring mentally. Back Fitness Fridays. Let's start it because we never did it. Yeah. Are you guys finding it harder to stay connected or to connect with friends or old colleagues as you get older?
Oh, yeah. There are some I still have to reach out to.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago.
It is. You know what it is? I think as we get older... And we just have more on our schedules. Like we're just doing different things. We're not just doing work and home. It's harder because you're not just coordinating your own schedule, but the other person's schedule too. Like whatever they've got going on.
Well, I feel like also like even just between us two, like living far apart and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not the best at like communicating with people or keeping in contact. Amir and I, like, but you know, we're the same, so we get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel bad and I'll randomly just like text you or call you and be like, what's the update from the last 3 months? My bad. Like,
but I will say, like, I feel like obviously this is, we're very blessed to be in this position, but like, we, despite living, and I texted you this literally this morning too, but like, despite living far apart, I think we've seen each other, okay, obviously not the same when she's lived here, but we've seen each other so much.
Pretty often.
Over the last couple of years, like every few months, every other month or so, which like I never take for granted. She like every time we say goodbye, I'm like, see you in like 6 weeks.
No. But it's always intentional when we're together and when we're coming as well. Like we know like, let's make time to actually do something and like whatever. Like, because I really value like in-person communication. And I just have never been the type, like, I feel even my friends in New York, like, anytime I'm not in New York, usually not following up with them or, like, seeing what's up in their life. Yeah. So every time I go, it's literally, like, an hour or two catch-up session about what just happened. Because they're just, like, but I think they kind of get it. And I, like, obviously get it. But, and, like, vice versa.
Yeah.
But, like, even just, like, calling my parents. Like, I have to, like, put reminders on my phone. Because I'm just, I'm not a natural phone caller, like I just won't. Same. I won't naturally, and then by the time I think, like, I feel so guilty, I'm like, oh my god, it's too late to even call someone.
You guys are opposite of your parents.
I don't know, we just both got that same like gene. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe because of our parents. Like sometimes like you pick up on the opposite habits of your parents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I hear that.
But I think it's important to just like have an understanding with the people that like you want to maintain friendships with and just be like, listen, this is how I am and I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you want to call me, like, I'm not going to not answer. If I'm busy, like, I'll let you know and I'll call you back. Mm-hmm. But, like, for me to actually, like, do that sometimes it's tough.
Like, initiating the conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I was always really good at staying connected.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really good at that. You're like, an A+ at that.
Not anymore. I feel like I've fallen off a little bit. Only because...
I mean, if anything, that's a good thing.
Yeah, like, I had to... reclaim my energy.
Yeah.
It's not that it the conversations are draining, but it does take a bit of a mental load.
Mm-hmm.
Who Sara is a very like energetic or just like warm person to be around. I feel like a lot of people enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
So like they'll vent to her or they'll want to like be around that and like kind of like take some of that energy to feel great, like because she's a good person to be around. Okay,
like what?
No. Just like no, but it's true. But I feel like and you are just like too nice to like be like, okay, no, I need some time to myself. So I feel like that was probably draining you for a while. So I think it's actually good that you've taken a step back and you know that like I need to just, you know, think
but
of
like
myself first sometimes.
For a little bit, I constantly felt guilty. But there was also that, like, it almost felt like a chore. Like, if responding to a message feels like a chore, then I know, like, okay, I just don't have it in me. Like, I can't entertain this conversation right now.
Yeah.
And I just hope and pray that I remember to get back to it. Otherwise, you know, it's like 3 months later and I'm like, oh, my God.
I know. It happens. So
there was a person I messaged the other day who sent me a happy birthday message.
That's crazy.
And I just completely missed it.
Amir.
Actually, that's fine. Because on your birthday, like, there's so many messages.
Mm-hmm. It's November. His birthday was September.
Yeah.
And I just messaged them like saying, hey, oh, there's actually someone I told to come yesterday. I was like, oh, shoot. Sorry about that. Thank you, though. Now come over to the house.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
Half the time. I told him on this already, but half the time, sometimes I'm like, hey, like, I'll ask him something about the podcast. Like, remember when I was about to upload on Thursday and I'm like, hey, what did you mean by this title?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't even know what this means. And I think I like decided to just change it.
Yeah.
And he tried to explain it. I'm like, I don't even know what that means. Honestly, I'm just gonna switch it up.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, get something happened to his WhatsApp. So sometimes he sees my messages like days later. I'm like, Amir.
No, it's because like
I don't see my WhatsApp messages a lot.
No, it's because I'm part of so many group chats now.
Just mute the group chats.
I keep telling myself to mute them, but I just keep forgetting. That they get pushed down. Like, I'm part of, like, 10 different group chats.
Yeah,
now.
I mute them all.
Yeah. All of them are part of, like, you know.
I know.
Like, yeah,
yes,
exactly.
I know what you mean. I mute them all.
Yeah, so.
I got added, mute indefinitely.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So,
that's my favorite button.
On the same.
So I got to start doing that now more often.
Yeah.
Because it's starting to actually push out, like, messages I should be replying to or seeing to, like, that one message that I missed.
That's
but, yeah. So thank you again, guys, for listening.
Wait, did I miss any other, like... quick questions that we have.
We got time, man.
All right, we'll answer this other one from next week or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, we're gonna go and spend some time with the family who is eagerly waiting for us outside of the store.
I was like, I just said that.
Oh no, I was gonna cut into it. That's why.
Oh,
okay.
But you know what to do. Subscribe to the channel. Follow us on all our platforms. Cousin Connection Pod. And thank you again, Aisha. AKA Aisha Harun on YouTube. Is it Aisha Harun on YouTube?
Aisha Harun every time. I know you're thinking Aisha Abdullah,
it's
right?
Aisha Harun everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Aisha Harun on YouTube, Instagram,
everywhere.
TikTok, everywhere. And I don't know. Okay. You know what? I'm tired. It's been a long day. I'll see y'all next
week. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.